Section 2, Strategies for Coping with Stress, Part 4, Work-Life Balance.
Our fourth strategy is all about maintaining a good work-life balance. Now, this is tough, and it is the ultimate dream to achieve this. There will always be days when your work-life balance will be off-kilter. However, there are some simple strategies that you can put into place that can help you achieve a more acceptable work-life balance. Now, I'm going to share with you my top 5 strategies. The first one is to observe yourself. This is all about taking note of when you are feeling good about your work-life balance and when you're not. Which situations and feelings contribute to these experiences? Some people find that it's helpful to write these down, but the key thing here is to look at any patterns that might be emerging, and these will help you focus on the stuff that works well for you. So time to time, just taking a step back and just observing what contributes to your work-life balance and what doesn't is a really helpful starting point. My second one is all around not aiming for perfection. Ultimately, we all benchmark ourselves on other people. Remember, your best is good. And there is no one-size-fits-all approach. Trying to achieve perfection can seem like just another demand. But even worse, this is a demand that you are making of yourself. Accept that life and work change constantly, and that there will be days when things will seem a bit more balanced than others. And essentially, this is all about trying to work out what works best for you, as opposed to copying other people. My third trick is really to choose the best time to tackle difficult tasks. When you are at your best physically and psychologically, you will find that the way you approach a task will be very, very different. So, you know, just staying back late one evening just to clear that project on your to-do list, you might find actually takes a lot longer, and that you might not even do that particular task to your best ability. The next one is be aware of procrastinating. Now, this is all about putting things off until later. But what you'll find is that the more you put it off, the more you'll lack motivation to get started. So remember, break a great big task that doesn't motivate you into smaller chunks, and maybe build in little rewards. So if you do one bit, go treat yourself to a bit of tea and cake. That little reward will really motivate and spur you on into accomplishing what you might not find particularly enjoyable. And finally, learn to delegate. And again, this is really, really difficult, but it's one of the most important tools in helping you manage your work and manage your stress. Remember, there are people who are better skilled, better equipped to support you. So perhaps focusing on enabling people around you to support you will really help you manage your stress a lot better. Remember, delegation is all about practice. So the more you ask, the more you delegate, the more confident you will become at doing it.